Well, hello and welcome to the first of the 12 dubs of Christmas. That's right, because we love ourselves so much, and all of you, you're getting a Stardub podcast every day leading up to Christmas. Well, I'm Andy.
Hello everyone, my name is Ralph.
Now, we kicked off our last regular podcast. We looked at the worst film in existence, The Nativity 2.
Yes.
Or, as it's now known, the second worst film in existence. Because thanks to a friend of the podcast, little Philip Ayers.
Hello, Phil.
And hello to Nick Roach, who, unlike Phil, is completely blameless because he didn't have any involvement in it. But Phil sent us The Nativity on DVD, the first of the films.
Yes, just to briefly explain. Hello. the each exciting Christmas podlet, shall we say, is a small, brief, ten minutes roughly, Christmas shenanigan type thing.
So, or possibly longer.
Or possibly longer. Give me that DVD. Right, okay, let's talk about this now. So, every day we'll talk about an exciting Christmas themed piece of tat. Phil, having found it hilarious that we went to see Nativity 2, which, as you may recall, I gleaned quite a lot of enjoyment from, not because of the film itself was utterly awful, but because of the jeopardy aspects of making Andy cry and making him suffer. As part of the 100 film challenge, and hey, some money for charity, children in need. So, you know, there were some positive aspects to it. Phil sent us Nativity! Exclamation mark. Let me just read to you some of the things on this DVD. A fabulous 5-star festive family treat. This is Connor Nolan of the people on the front,
who is a lying sack of shit.
Let me read to you the exciting description, what is on the back of the DVD. Before we mention the exciting description, to tell you what the film is about, because we can't criticise it for telling you what it's about, obviously.
Oh, good.
Will be good. The certification is you, and it says, contains no material likely to offend or harm.
We question this quite heavily.
So here we go. Starring Martin Freeman, Ashley Jensen, Alan Carr and Mark Wooten comes the ultimate British feel-good Christmas film for the whole family. This Christmas, primary school teacher Paul Maddens, Martin Freeman, is being charged with the biggest challenge of his life, directing the school's musical version of The Nativity. Competing against the posh local school for the honour of best reviewed show in town, the stakes are raised. Mm-hmm. When Paul idly boasts that his ex-girlfriend Jennifer, Ashley Jensen, a Hollywood producer, is coming to see his show with a view to turning it into a film. The only trouble is, they haven't spoken in years. Now Madden's only hope is to get back in touch with Jennifer and lure Hollywood to town so that everyone's Christmas wishes come true. Heat magazine says 4 stars. An uplifting festive comedy. Now, says 5 stars, with no comment. Daily Star, so relentlessly heartwarming you could roast a turkey on it. Another reason why tabloids cannot be trusted. I'm done talking about that film.
As you can tell, Ralph suffered on this one more than I did.
Here's the thing, right. Nativity, in common with Nativity 2, and another hilarious British comedy film called Sightseers, that I saw last week, are what we call improvised films, where there's a rough outline of these are the scenes and this is what's going to happen, and a script sketched in. But a lot of what happens is sort of discovered on screen, shall we say. And you know what? These films don't fucking work. You need dialogue and plot and a storyline. You could get quite a good wee film, actually. You could get a proper heartwarming film out of teacher comes to school, there's going to be a nativity celebration, got him out in a play, how are we going to get the play done, stuff like that. I can see how you would get a nice wee comedy film out of there. I can see he'd get a wee bit of social commentary in there. I can see he could do slapstick and humour and the grand British tradition. But no.
Okay, I'll take over talking. Ralph is stuck at the moment. Well, here's the thing. Nativity 2 actually had a very wafer-thin story. The first Nativity is just basically a whole host of scenes with no real narrative thread throughout. And also, our hearts died when Clark Peters, Lester Freeman of The Wire, appeared.
Yes, yes, because part of the exciting plot is that Martin Freeman, in the bit of his career between being quite successful in The Office
and
being The Hobbit and also being the co-star of Sherlock, I mean, his career went from successful but jobbing actor to I can choose my projects. I can't talk about this film. It's so bad. It's so... No, I actually had a dib-dab. A dib-dab. A dib-dab, for what you don't know, is a fabulous British-type confectionery where you get a little
paper bag
with sherbet in it. You get your lolly, you dip your lolly in it. Now, it's impossible to eat a sherbet dip without splashing sherbet. Don't know how you splash it, it's not a liquid. That's how much my brain hurts right now. Anyway, without getting sherbet everywhere. And I kept getting it on my fleece, and it made me laugh. And I got more giggles at that than anything in this film. This is like gonorrhea probably feels like. I never had gonorrhea, but I've read up on gonorrhea. I'm quite well read. Apparently gonorrhea can be quite painful, as well as being embarrassing. I imagine gonorrhea is a bit like this, except probably gonorrhea is probably slightly worse because it goes on longer, 1 hour 31 minutes. But nonetheless, I think the comparison is valid.
The biggest moment of joy that we had in the film was about 40 minutes in, when it looked like the DVD was broken and wouldn't play. And I punched the air in joy and screamed out, "Fucking yes!" And then the DVD continued again.
This is one of those things that's like a damning indictment of the British public. Because while I'm sure...
You people fucking bought it!
While I'm sure this is played in other territories, it is pretty much squarely aimed at the British film market. It's what it's aimed at. This was successful enough to start a franchise. This did well enough to make Nativity 2. Nativity 2 is now like Empire Strikes Back to this.
It is, actually.
Words I thought would never come out of my mouth.
As I said, I predicted last week that Nativity 2 was the worst film of all time. It's not. And it's rare for a sequel to improve on the original.
It is rare. It does happen occasionally. But there you go. So who knew that the first of an exciting fest of dubs would be 10 minutes of misery?
So,
but I think it's fitting, because as we all know, Christmas is a hard time for many people.
It's true.
You know, it's like the classic story of Christmas Carol. Scrooge investigating what goes on via the ghosty type chaps.
Yep.
And Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim. Poor Tiny Tim. Not having a good time. So Christmas can be full of hardship and terror as well. So we cannot possibly do a series of very short Christmas podcasts without introducing Tom Terror to the proceedings.
It's true, but it's not as much introducing terror, because we've now kind of warned off the 5 people that listen to this podcast. So we're not really sharing in it, which upsets me a little bit.
I know.
Misery loves company.
Misery does love company, but what can you do?
Well, we can get vengeance on film for this.
How?
I don't know, but we... you know the running thread of Operation Manimal Silence, and how I've kind of been the at the crux of all the nefarious plots that seem to go on.
This is the unexpected continuation, because as we know, Operation Manimal Silence never ended, and there may have been a mild conspiracy to make sure that Nativity, the DVD, was purchased for Andy to watch, and that's taken its unexpected kink of causing me a lot of pain.
I fear to think better in this showing than you. But what this means, however, is the silent member, a.k.a. Phil, is going to suffer untold misery for this.
It's true.
He's now taking some of the heat off Ralph for Nativity 2. Not all of it, though. I'll still fuck him up for that.
Indeed.
But Phil, bad things happening.
Well, I think that concludes the first exciting episode. We're going to come back tomorrow with something else, and I don't know what, because we record these in a random order. I'm spoiling the magic.
But I can guarantee, having been part of all the recordings up till now, that they are genuinely happier than...
It's true. In fact, we're about to do one very shortly, which will be Dave something, and I'll be very happy.
Yes.
Well... I can't think what to say. It's bad. Just don't. If you turn up at someone's house and you see the DVD of Nativity !! there, and there's a suggestion that maybe we could watch it, maybe there's some kids there or whatever, and just to keep them quiet. No. If someone says, "There's a film on telly called Nativity, will we watch that?" You say, no. In fact, I would recommend you shove cocaine up your nose first before watching in this film.
I don't even think that. I think if anyone suggests you should watch it, you should be legally entitled to cut them. Not to kill them, but to mark them so they know they've done wrong.
I never thought I'd recommend heroin.
Like an N. Cut them like a sideways Zorro, so they just know. And you can mark these people out so we know that they've enjoyed the nativity.
Or have some heroin. Which I never thought I'd endorse until
that. That doesn't cause them pain, and for the fact that I'm suggesting it, I want to hurt them.
Okay.
Bad. Mm. So I think, yeah, just like...
Just big N, just...
An N. We both did the... You can't see it, but we did make a sword gestures there.
Yes. I think we have to stop, because this is hurting me even talking about it.
Yeah, so we're going to go and watch a seasonal special of a popular animated cartoon.
Which you'll find out about on day something.
Yes. Day Q.
Goodbye.
Farewell.